Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day is the president signing the bill to release the Epstein files. Many people asking what happens next. Legalese, I'm sure many people involved in the legal system are taking a look at this particular situation and trying to figure out what's next. So we've invited Jesse Allen from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this has been much discussed in your circles. So what do you anticipate from a legal standpoint may happen next?
Well, I'm looking at the bill and it says that in the next 30 days, the Attorney General's got to release a whole bunch of information. The files themselves could be all kinds of things. The FBI files apparently... I mean, one thing that occurred to me is that people have claimed that they called the FBI and got no response. Maybe some of that information will come out. But everything that the DOJ has or the FBI or the various U.S. attorneys' offices would be included in this. I mean, you've probably seen there are some exceptions. So... in terms of legal activity, I imagine that one thing might happen is that there may be issues raised about things that are left out because the bill does allow for certain things not to come out still.
Jesse, I'm curious to get your reaction to, we recently interviewed an attorney here in Pittsburgh who said that if people are expecting more charges to come out of this, they're probably going to be disappointed because DOJ has investigated this under two different administrations. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in fact, you know, the DOJ has basically declared that they finished those investigations and came up with no reason to prosecute anyone based on all this material that they have. In fact, what's curious is that now they've, you know, at the president's order, instituted apparently some new investigations. And the AG was asked about this yesterday and kind of didn't really offer any reason. Like, well, if you said before there's no reason to investigate anybody, how come now you're investigating people again? And there was no, to me, clear response of, oh, well, we found this new thing here or there, right? It's the same. Although I think she did refer to new information, so I don't know what that is.
We're with law professor Jesse Allen. I'm thinking, obviously, and you've heard this many times, and it's true to a certain degree with a lot of what goes on in our legal system now, that it's been weaponized for political purposes by both parties. So it seems like somebody's trying to figure out how to use something that will come out of the release of these files to their political gain.
Well, that's a possibility, of course. You know, I mean, I don't know what the motivation is, but for one thing, political gain or potentially to continue to withhold, because you see, one of the exceptions in this bill that orders the release, one of the exceptions for things that can be still withheld is, let me find the exact words, documents that would, here I'm quoting, jeopardize an active federal investigation or ongoing prosecution. So, in other words, there are these new investigations going on. Now that provides a basis for the AG to say, well, I can't release XYZ because it would be prejudicial to this new investigation that we've got. So that's another possible result of these new investigations.
I'm curious to know if you have any idea how these materials will be made public. Will there be some way that people who are interested in the case and want to know more be able to access them through some kind of a database, maybe?
So. I mean, yeah, I imagine so, because first of all, the bill requires that they be produced in, I think it's a searchable form. And there have been previous releases. You know, DOJ did release a limited amount of material, and it's easy to find online. I mean, I think I Googled Bondi Epstein release, and then you get a page with links to various documents that you can just click on and see. Again, a lot of those documents have got names and information blacked out of them. Some of what's blacked out maybe now has to be made public, but, you know, the bill still says anything that depicts child sexual abuse, no, anything that reveals victim identity or personal material, no. Anything classified, no. So, I mean, the specific, like, new thing that it says is you can't withhold documents on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. And arguably, like, the reputational harm in the past would be a good reason to withhold documents, right? I mean, generally speaking, you don't want the government, because they've investigated something, just throwing into the public, oh, hey, you know, we called up Joe Schmo and we talked to him and, you know, he told us all kinds of things about his mother-in-law, but it didn't have anything to do with our investigation. But now we're just going to give you all that information.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like, that's a good reason why we don't want the government making public all of the material that they, you know, interviews with witnesses, various third parties who, you know, might have had information or not, but you've got all this stuff. Like, you don't want your government just going, throwing all that up on the internet for people to look at, right?
Can you think, Professor, of a situation that is even close to this in the past?
I don't know. No, I mean, that not offhand, which doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Well, we appreciate your time. I'm sure it's the talk of the department, at least at times. And thank you for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Allen, who is an experienced law professor at the University of Mississippi, obviously is our anchor man. And I will have the advantage of a lifeline, Crystal Stiegel. Crystal, good morning. Where are you from?
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Okay. Do you know how this works? If I lean on you for an answer, either way, you're going to get a $25 gift certificate to Coons Quality Foods. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know aviation at all, by chance?
Not really, no.
Okay, good to know going in. All right. Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, will ask the questions. Stand by, Crystal. Okay, Aaron, fire away.
Okay, and Larry, you are first this week. So we're going to rev up nice and slow. Allegheny County Airport was once Pittsburgh's primary airport, and what year was it opened?
Is
just
this
flat out.
Wow.
Yep, flat out. What year?
Oh, boy. Oh, as Michael Bartley would say, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'm going to say, you say Allegheny County Airport?
Yes.
I know the 1952.
All right, Paul?
Well, we're talking Art Deco in the design, so I'm going to go with something in the 1930s. I'll say 1936 or 37.
All right, Paul was closest. It was 1931. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Boo on me.
That's
Crystal,
a good one.
Did you know that? I should have asked you.
My guess was 1932.
Very good. You're
wow.
You're one for one.
Yeah.
I'm down
if
one.
If we had let her, she would have been closest. Okay. Question number two. What year did U.S. Airways officially de-hub Pittsburgh? Okay. So 2010, 2002, or 2004? Paul, you're first.
2004.
Larry?
Crystal?
2002.
All right, I'm going to go with Crystal.
Our anchorman takes that one right on the money. Wow. 2004.
Crystal, he's killing us.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, this one is, you know, we're going way back. So which World War II aircraft type made training flights out of Butler County Airport? Piper Cubs, C-47 Skytrain, or T-6 Texans?
Crystal?
I don't know. We'll go with B.
Okay.
Okay, so I think she's going with Texans, Paul. Yeah.
She went with the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my first guess, too.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You guys want me to say the question one more time, or we feel?
No.
All right.
We answer. We're agreeing on the
We're
answer.
Agreeing on the Texans. So the correct answer was Piper Cubs.
That's all.
It is a small airport. That does make sense.
I feel good about this, guys.
Is that it?
That was it.
So Paul won this round. Apparently,
he did.
Crystal and Larry are not smarter than an anchor man. But Crystal, we appreciate you. So you are going to get a $25 gift certificate from Coons Quality Foods. And thank you. What do you
yes.
What do you do? What are you doing?
Thank you. I'm a nurse. I'm a school nurse.
Oh, okay. Well, we love nurses, so we'll let you get to school. Thank you. Get some aviation books while you're in the
thank
library.
Thank you. Crystal, don't hang up. Stay for 1 second. I just have to tell everyone, if you were watching the stream, that was especially fun because our anchor man was rubbing his chin a lot. He's like,
He's a smart guy. All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, so we'll do it again next Thursday. Being an aviation buff.
Those are good questions. Really good ones.
What type of World War II aircraft crashed into the Mon and known as the Ghost Ship?
It's a B-25.
How do you know that?
I'm paying attention.
Apparently
but,
you are.
But about Butler, the airport being used in World War II, this is the first I've ever heard that. I learned something new this morning.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Butler Airport can accommodate small jets like private jets.
Mm-hmm.
Zillion Opal is a smaller airport, much smaller, but both still get used. I mean, there's a lot of recreational flyers Have you ever piloted a Piper Cub or small single engine?
I have piloted a Piper Comanche and was taking flying lessons when I was a boy. Really, really fun.
I took a lesson at Zelianople Airport, and this is a long time ago. And the man had a German accent, and there was a picture of him with a Fokker, you know, the tri-wing from World War II. He was a pilot. He flew that, and he said, the first thing he said to me was, "Larry, the most dangerous thing about flying is driving to the airport."
He's right.
Speaking of which, if you're driving, yeah, in the fog.
And now we've got a lot of daredevils listening this morning, right?
Yeah. 7 show, and every Thursday we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Today, from his home, sporting his Steelers hat for the weekend. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm surprised I don't see a raging fire in the fireplace yet. We're getting there, I guess, right?
Yeah, not that cold yet.
All right. We are getting ready for a holiday week, so let's get started. This comes from Rachel in Swickley. Our cat is increasingly vocal at night. Is this a health problem or just boredom? Appreciate your advice.
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I don't know how old the cat is. If that's an older cat, I start thinking about things, diseases that can cause them to vocalize more, hyperthyroidism, dementia, things like that. And then I would say, yeah, if it's an older cat and that's new behavior, I would see your veterinarian. If it's a younger cat, it's probably just boredom, maybe anxiety, but probably boredom. So do some mental stimulation at night, play some games with them, give them some exercise, and you know, maybe that fishing pole wand with the little swirly toy on the end. You know, spend some time with them, exercise them. That often helps that. And if it continues, then see your vet, because we do have some good behavioral modification tricks that we'll do with paired with some drugs to get them through it. But then the drugs go off and you hopefully modify that behavior.
Dr. Mike, Teresa from Greenfield is thinking about the upcoming holidays. We're a week away from one of them already, and they want to make sure that their dog stays calm during family gatherings.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of strange people in the house. We do, for sure, where we come. We even have friends that bring their pets with them. So it's chaos. I always tell people, have a safe space for them. We have a room that we close off. We even lock the door because we have grandkids, and they'll go open up doors, and then all the animals run out. So have a safe space for them so that they can go somewhere and be quiet, maybe have some music on for them or some distraction. And then if you bring them out into the guests, it's always a good idea to have a leash on them and, you know, and walk them out and then let them see everybody and then maybe take them back to their safe place. I know individual dogs could care less, but when you have 7 dogs in the home like I'm going to have, we have to have some order.
7?
And that's up to us.
Good Lord. I think I saw a movie like this once.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, from Ross Township, Jason wants to know, our dog appears to be scared of vacuum cleaners. What's the best way to help him? Because he also sheds a lot, so we do need to brush up.
Yeah, so good questions. We'll start with distance. You know, a lot of people, at first it seems like it's funny. Oh, you're afraid of the vacuum cleaner, but it's not funny to them. So, you know, make sure you start with distance. Don't get too close to them. If when you turn it on, they get really anxious, maybe leave it in the living room or somewhere where they can see it and get used to it or accustomed to it. And rewards are fantastic. I always like them to couple vacuum time with reward time or snack time. And that's what you can do is you can start giving them rewards as they get closer. You give them a reward, you turn it on, you vacuum a little bit, or maybe even vacuum, do the motions without the noise and get them used to it. Just try to be in their mind for a little bit and try to calm them down. And if that doesn't work, then you just have to keep them in a separate room.
Well, I know you'll be off next Thursday, and as we will too. So this is our annual opportunity, Doc, to talk about the do's and don'ts for pets around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the big things, and I know everybody knows about chocolate and about xylitol. You know, don't let them get into the pies and the cakes and things like that, because if guests bring them, you don't know what ingredients they use. And xylitol is highly toxic. It's a sugar-free sweetener, but in 15 minutes, can cause a golden retriever sized pet to be seizuring. So you want to be very, very careful with those things. Bones are the other big ones. When you put them in the trash, make sure they can't get into the trash. And if they do eat bones, I always tell people in the first aid kit to have hydrogen peroxide on hand always in case we want to induce vomiting in our dogs. But if they were going to eat sharp bones or turkey bones, you don't want to make them vomit because it might get caught in the esophagus. So there are times, have the emergency numbers ready. Try to keep them protected so that they don't get into these things. I know accidents happen. They certainly happen in our house. And just do the best you can. And don't give them the fatty gravies. It's okay to share a little bit of turkey without the skin, maybe some green beans, but they don't need the fatty breads and the gravies because that can make them sick and end you up in the emergency clinic.
Well, in fact, Dr. Mike, pancreatitis cases among pets spike around Thanksgiving for that very reason, don't they?
That's 1,000% correct. And I was in the ER for 7.5 years, and that's just the truth. Every Thanksgiving, every holiday, every Christmas, every Easter, pancreatitis, dogs coming in, the pancreas is an organ that when you give them lots of fat that they're not used to, it gets very inflamed, and that can kill a dog. That's an incredibly serious complication. It can happen in cats too. Cats are usually a little bit smarter than the dogs, but they will try to get into the bone. So watch them carefully as well.
Yeah, and this time of year, dogs in particular, they swallow almost anything. And you've had even ornaments off a Christmas tree.
A whole ornament in the stomach of a German Shepherd. Can't even imagine how it got down the esophagus, through the chest, into that stomach, but it did. So, yes, they probably taste flavors from our hands. You know, maybe we didn't wash our hands when we were eating some chicken or turkey or something and, you know, put ornaments up. And the dogs have incredible senses of smell. And it happens so quickly. And just have your emergency number ready just in case. Try to avoid all those emergencies. You don't want it to ruin your holiday time and family gatherings. But be aware of the pets. I think it's really a good idea to put them in a separate room. We happen to do that. And we still give them routines. We still take them out. We still do all the proper things. But you just have to protect them from themselves sometimes.
Well, to you, Beth, and your entire growing family and your 7 dogs, including visitors, have a great Thanksgiving, Doc.
Same to you and all the listeners. Thank you very much.
Good Dr. Mike Hutchinson. You can reach out to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.